time now for How You Built That. And today we're updating a story we ran about 2 years ago from a woman in Stateline, Nevada.
Hi, my name is Cassie Burnside, and I'm the owner and founder of Fatco.
Yep, Fatco. And why would anyone want to put the word fat into the name of their startup? Well, you have to go back a bit, because about 7 years ago, Cassie started to notice something that kind of bugged her.
I would go shopping and I would look at labels and look at ingredient panels and not be able to read anything or pronounce anything. I had no idea what these ingredients were.
And she was especially bothered by products that go directly onto your skin, like deodorant and lotions and creams. But then she thought, maybe I can make some of those things myself and use, you know, old-fashioned ingredients.
Those were ingredients that we used a lot in soap making. It was used a lot in candle making. And I started wondering, like, why don't we use them anymore? Why did those things go away?
And here is where fat comes in. Because Cassie realized that animal fat, it used to be a main ingredient in things like soap and lotions. And so she decided, why not make skin products with beef tallow, the fat from a cow?
And you chop it up and you cook it low and slow. And rendered tallow is the liquid fat that drips off of that hard fat during that rendering process.
Just to be clear, Cassie does not do this at home. She gets her tallow from a company in Colorado that specializes in rendered fat. And then she mixes the fat with other oils and fragrances to make things like body butter and lotion and those kinds of things.
They're nourishing, they're nutrient dense, they're very concentrated, and a little goes a long way.
Cassie says she took a big risk 5 years ago when she quit her engineering job to start Fatco. But for the past 3 years, she's made about $600,000 each year. And last year, in January of 2018, Target started selling Fatco products. As for all the friends and family who told her this would never work, they are not saying that anymore.
Even my mom told me I was a little crazy, but now she's our biggest fan. She will go to her grave saying she was customer one for Fatco.
Cassie's company is called Fatco. They're launching 5 new products this month. If you want to find out more about it or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.